It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for November 7th of 2025. There's a story that kind of got lost in this week's flurry of election news, and it deals with Michigan MAGA Congresswoman from the Thumb, Lisa McClain. Now, Lisa's been busy standing behind House Speaker Mike Johnson as he gives his daily speeches on why MAGA Republicans are really the working class party, as, of course, they force health insurance rates to skyrocket for millions of Americans and are just glad to watch food benefits disappear for millions of hardworking Americans as well. Lisa apparently has zero problem causing hardship for 15% of Michiganders who rely on some kind of food assistance because that's what her dear leader Trump wants she and MAGA Republicans to do. That's why it's their shutdown. Remember when they complained last year about the cost of living and how hard it was for Americans to get by in the Joe Biden economy? Remember those days? Well, the Trump economy is a train wreck. And as ABC News reported this week, Americans' household debt levels, including mortgages, car loans, credit cards, and student loans are now at a new record high, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Okay, but somehow in the minds of Lisa McClain and all the other MAGA maniacs out there, that kind of news simply shows how lazy the American people really are and how ungrateful they are for dear leader Trump. I mean, if they just go out and work, they do better, which is why Lisa McClain and MAGA Republicans put work requirements on those working class Americans who need Medicaid. Of course, over 64% of Americans receiving Medicaid work, while countless others are caring for sick family members. And then they disparage those needing food assistance, even though they are working in jobs at fast food restaurants, Walmarts, and other places like that. And I've always been amazed how there's never outrage with our corporate media or by MAGA Republicans over the fact that we, the taxpayers, not only grant Walmart's family of owners, the Waltons, exorbitant tax breaks, but that we, the taxpayers, also end up paying for their workers' SNAP and Medicaid benefits since the wages there suck. Taxpayers are helping the Waltons on both ends. But remember, MAGA Republicans are the working class party. Now, a federal judge ordered the Trump regime to release SNAP benefits that are part of a contingency fund, and that'll last for the rest of the month. But I guarantee the MAGA government shutdown will continue because they don't care. And Lisa McClain will spend every day standing behind Mike Johnson with that stupid, silly grin on her face while working class Michiganders and Americans across the country keep struggling and waiting for the next shoe to drop. Now, you might ask yourself, why does Lisa McClain not care about her constituents and fellow Americans? Good question. And maybe it's got something to do with the fact that Lisa McClain's using her position and power, a government position, mind you, to become a very well-to-do person financially. Michigan Advance's Ben Solis reported this week how Lisa McClain violated the law for the second time this year by failing to report stock trades and earnings made by she and her husband this past year. And please allow me to read this brief paragraph from Ben Solis' Michigan Advance story, in which he says Lisa McClain was late to publicly disclose between $360,000 and $900,000 in trades made by her husband. One of the trades in question was placed after the stock price rose for Palantir Technologies, a government contractor co-founded by controversial Silicon Valley figure Peter Thiel, who has deep ties to Vice President J.D. Vance, former Department of Government Efficiency head Elon Musk, and was instrumental in helping re-elect President Donald Trump. Huh. So Lisa McClain made perhaps nearly $1 million after buying stock for right-wing tech bro billionaire Peter Thiel's Palantir Technologies, which, of course, is receiving loads of government cash to set up shop in states across the nation to help spy on Americans. Of course, now, I'm sure that was just dumb luck for Lisa and her husband to earn so much cash on stock, and I'm sure her government position didn't help her land some kind of quick advantage to ensure their investments would go quite well indeed. I'm sure that had nothing to do with it. Not only that, but this is the second time Lisa McClain has been caught violating the Stock Act. So Lisa McClain's a repeat criminal? Take away her benefits. Take away her health care. Take away her government position. I thought you MAGA Republicans were all about personal responsibility. Well, I'm glad that she's able to pay off the large fine of, let's see here, $200? That's it. You see, this is why the American people are sick and tired of MAGA Republicans and their corporate authoritarian bosses who are rigging the game for themselves, and also why we need to ban Congress from trading stocks. But this is also why Zoran Mamdani's message of affordability while taking on government corruption by billionaires is popular with working class voters. Lisa McClain and other Republicans are doing quite well in this economy by using their government positions and sticking close to the Trump regime. But how is that helping the rest of us exactly? Leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Go Lions and take the battle to them.